The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant, which is held within that hotel. Co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And today it's tart fiend apples.
It's kind of a classic French kind of recipe. And it's what I like about it. It's normally I'm on here rattling out loads of ingredients, but there's not many ingredients in this, but a little bit of technique to get it right. So watch, it's an apple tart fiend, and I'm saying to serve it with vanilla ice cream, but perfect on its own, or even some chantilly, which is that cream with some vanilla. So you're going to need a roll of pre-bought puff pastry. Try and buy the one that says all butter, because it's definitely better. Like sometimes they put like fat in them or whatever, and it's not butter. You need 3 Granny Smith apples. I like to use Granny Smith here because they're a little tart and they kind of hold their shape a little bit. 20 grams of unsalted butter and a couple of tablespoons of golden caster sugar, and then a little bit more caster sugar for dusting the tart.
That's it.
Yeah, so all you're going to do is preheat the oven to 190 degrees, and then if the pastry isn't already rolled out, roll it out to 2 centimetres just on a lightly floured work surface.
Two millimetres, I presume.
2 millimetres. Sorry.
2 centimetres would be rather
chunky. Exactly. 2 millimetres. Like the kind of the width of a coin nearly is what you wanted. And then what you're going to do is get a plate and just cut a disc that fits onto your baking tray. And then the next trick is to just get a fork and you prick all the pastry. So what we're trying to do is kind of stop the pastry from rising. That technique is called docking. So in the pastry kitchen, we have one of these little rollers with all little pins on it. But at home, a fork. And then what you're going to do is just sprinkle that with a little bit of sugar. And then I want you to peel, core, and as thinly as you can, slice the apples. And then you can see I've already made it then. And starting at the outside of the pastry, you lay the apples, like, overlapping one another, and you follow it all the way around.
Like slates on the roof.
Like slates, exactly. But keep it nice and tight together, because when the apples cook, they tend to break down a little bit. And follow it all the way around until you land into the middle. Then what you do is just melt the butter, give it a good brush all over, so you're basically going to glaze the top of them butter, another sprinkling of icing sugar, and if you wish, a little bit of cinnamon, and then pop it into that preheated oven for like 18 to 20 minutes, depending on if you're using a fan or how hot. The one thing you can't do with this tart is overcook it. It's terrible if it's undercooked. The pastry has to be really crisp on the bottom.
Yeah. But if it's 5 minutes too long, it doesn't matter.
No, the only thing that will happen, because the sugar on the top, it could over caramelise, which is the chef's term for burn. But exactly. So when it comes out then, sprinkle a little bit more sugar on it. And if you want to take it to the chefy bit, you can blowtorch the top. If you don't have a blowtorch, turn your oven on, or your grill on in your oven, and then standing and watching it pop it back under, because you can see there,
apples, the edge of the apples.
You just start to caramelise a little bit, and then another good dusting of icing sugar. And to me, if you like, make this on a Saturday morning, your whole house is going to fill of apples, or even on a Sunday after lunch. It's a perfect dessert, real family favourite.
You're talking about what, a half an hour job?
I mean, you'd knock it up in probably 15 minutes and then wait another 15, 20 minutes for it to cook, and then it won't last long, I promise you. Once it's made, it'll disappear.
Yum, yum, yum. Exactly. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and of course, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much. Recipe on your Instagram. Okay, very, very good.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.